No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Today's show is brought to you by friends at FanDuel. Remember, you can get $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win in the NFL. Remember, FanDuel.com, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $300 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. You can join today at FanDuel.com. Join America's number one sportsbook. You want to lock that in? Go to FanDuel.com today and tell them you heard about it on the Believe It Ole Miss podcast. And now, back to the show. And welcome back. So excited to have Allstate Sugar Bowl CEO. He is Jeff Hundley. And Jeff, I know it is incredibly busy this time of year, but an exciting time for you guys down in New Orleans. It's Ole Miss and Georgia coming up.
Absolutely. We couldn't have asked for a better matchup for the CFP quarterfinal here at the Sugar Bowl. We've got two great Southeastern Conference teams with great tradition and obviously great programs to have come this far in the playoff this year. There's just a lot of electricity already all over town, and we're excited. Can't wait to get the game going on January 1st.
You know, Ole Miss, oddly enough, Jeff, has had a pretty storied history as one of the teams in the SEC that has played in the Sugar Bowl, although some of that has been back in the 50s and 60s, but has made an appearance the last couple of years. What are your thoughts whenever you see a team like Ole Miss, it's nearby, north in the state of Mississippi, coming down to New Orleans?
Well, you know, it certainly helps. You know, part of our mission is tourism, and the city's doing very well right now. Hotel occupancy is at 95%. It's hard getting reservations at restaurants right now, and that's all a good sign. And it really, while the Georgia side did well, and they were here last year and traveled well, we really got a huge uptick when the Rebels beat Tulane in that first round game. And the business is good right now, and a large part of it is due to the Ole Miss Rebels being in the game.
When you look at the All-State Sugar Bowl, it's a bowl game that's got, like you said, a lot of history. What's exciting to you about being in the college football playoff and being one of the preeminent bowls in the college football playoff and college football as a whole?
Well, you know, most importantly right now, with the way the world is changing fast around us, the most important thing for us is to be part of this playoff. Bowl games outside of the playoff right now are, while they're still going on and have their place in the world, you know, the focus is all on the playoff. And so the game matters for us every year. And that means it matters to fans. This means we have a better opportunity to sell tickets and get people to visit New Orleans, which is in keeping, you know, with our mission. You know, the Sugar Bowl is enjoyed. This is our 92nd year, and for most of those nine decades, you know, we've enjoyed a position, you know, near the top of the college football heap, and we aim to try and stay there. So it's it's really exciting. But it's important too, and the whole revenue equation has become, you know, as the schools are under pressure to pay student athletes and make sure they're compensated for their name, image, and likeness and revenue sharing, you know, we're feeling the pressure as well, because the conferences and schools are looking to us to provide more than we used to. And we're trying to be a good partner in doing so. And so it's important for us to have full stadiums and, you know, sell sponsorships and to get state funding help in the process, just to keep the engine going.
I know you've been with the Sugar Bowl for almost 30 years, served as the CEO of the All-State Sugar Bowl since July the 1st in 2019. You kind of mentioned a little bit ago, but the relationship that you guys have with the city of New Orleans, I know, is paramount to succeed. How has that been, not only during your run entirely with the Sugar Bowl, but since you've been the CEO?
It's been good. You know, this is the city, you know, we use the phrase, we're built to host, and that's not just a slogan. It's real. Nowhere else in America do you find, you know, 30,000 hotel rooms within walking distance of the competition venue, all, you know, world-class restaurants and entertainment venues, all within walking distance of the hotels and the stadium. You know, so it's important to us, and the city has, you know, done its part, you know, in helping us, you know, carry on the tradition and the high standard that comes along with hosting, you know, these sort of games. So, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't also acknowledge the state. State government has been helpful as well in the process. And you know, we have a good protocol in place. You know, we're going to have the state police and the National Guard and others just to make sure this is safe and well patrolled in the city here. That was first put in place at the Super Bowl earlier this year, worked really well. And we're going to have, you know, worked again at the Bayou Classic just last month. And so, you know, if fans see that walking around, not to be concerned, it's just making sure everybody's safe and have a good time while they're here in New Orleans.
We talked at the very beginning, at the top of the show, about Ole Miss being a prominent member of the Sugar Bowl family. 11 appearances so far. That's fourth in the conference. And the conference, of course, the Southeastern Conference, Alabama number one with 17 appearances. That relationship with the SEC goes very, very deep, Jeff. And I know that's something you're very proud of.
Absolutely. The SEC has, you know, been the bread and butter of for the Sugar Bowl, you know, for the majority of the 92 years that we've been in existence. And, you know, that's why we're tickled to death to have two SEC teams in the game. Both, as you mentioned, have great history here. Both Georgia and Ole Miss have been here a lot of times over the years, have had great teams, and they're just really part woven into the fabric of the Sugar Bowl. And it's, you notice it when you get Ole Miss and Georgia. They have an appreciation for us as much as we appreciate them. They have an appreciation for New Orleans and the Sugar Bowl as well. And so it's really been a, you know, a great partnership, and the proximity, you know, of so many SEC schools to New Orleans has also served us well over time. You know, the people can drive here, and that always helps our tourism numbers. You know, not everybody has to fly. A lot of people can drive in. And so, you know, we've been tremendously successful with that, you know, and it's carried over, you know, in the playoffs as well. We've had an SEC every time we've hosted a playoff game here. So we're excited about that and look forward to more of the same in the future.
Had a conversation with someone at the university about kind of the advent of the Superdome, old Tulane Stadium, Archie Manning, so much history, obviously. Do you remember whenever the game was played at Tulane Stadium and the decision to move over to the Superdome, and kind of second part of that, the relationship you guys have with the Superdome and kind of it being a central figure in the city of New Orleans?
Well, I wasn't around when they made that move back in the 70s, but, you know, when the decision was made to build the Superdome, it, you know, even though the Sugar Bowl had invested heavily in old Tulane Stadium, in fact, most people don't know this, but the Sugar Bowl actually paid to expand that stadium multiple times. So it was, you know, here in New Orleans, while it was Tulane Stadium, you know, people called it Sugar Bowl Stadium here in New Orleans at the time. And that was how we actually got the Saints, because we already had a stadium that was built to NFL standards at the time. And when the NFL was looking to expand, we got the Saints. We already had a building here, and we got them. But when this world-class structure, you know, came out of the ground now 50 years ago, you know, it just didn't make sense to stay at an older stadium when this new shiny object was here. Plus, the fact that it was downtown, close to the hotels and everything, it made a lot of sense to come on over. You know, fortunately, Brad, you know, the state and the management group of the Superdome have just completed, you know, a $500 million renovation of the facility. You don't have too many 50-year-old football stadiums still standing, but with this recent renovation, you know, we're competitive with any building in the country, and we're proud of that. And it's, you know, it's either great vision by the people who first built the Superdome 50 years ago or just blind luck, but either way, we'll take it. It's still a thriving, good building that can compete. We just hosted a great Super Bowl. We announced earlier this fall that we'll be hosting the CFP National Championship game in January of 28. So obviously it's the building's got some things going for it as well, and we're just proud to be here.
And you talk about hosting that national championship, and of the games you guys have had, 84 games have involved SEC teams. So, I mean, a very rich tradition. In the national championship game that kind of everyone remembers is that Alabama-LSU game. Do you remember that game fondly, Jeff? And kind of take me back to some of the bigger games that you've had under your watch since 2019.
Yeah, I very much remember that. It was January of 2012, the Alabama-LSU game, and there was one sports writer that they called it the biggest sporting event in the history of the South at the time. You know, it was estimated that there were 200,000 people in the city without tickets for that game. It was just really an exciting time, but the downside of that was it was hard on the rest of the college athletic world to watch two SEC teams play for the national championship in an SEC city. And, you know, at that point is when the playoff became a reality. And so things got switched up a little bit there, that the BCS went away, and, you know, everything has a season, so, you know, we're happy to be part of the playoff. I think it's great going forward. You know, I've had the good fortune I've got photos on my wall of every national championship game that I've worked here. We've got five of those since I've been here, and we'll have our sixth in 2028. But all of those were special. The first one, you know, was clear back to when Florida played Florida State. It was kind of a de facto national championship. Danny Werfel had a big game there, and they kind of blew out Florida State in that one. And we got to see Michael Vick in 2000. And the last four times, so I guess my numbers were off. We've hosted six since I've been here. It'll be our seventh. But the last four we've hosted have all had LSU in the game, which is just a surprising irony. But a fact nonetheless that the Tigers have been in it. And so when we were tongue in cheek when we were lobbying the state legislature for assistance to help us get the national championship this past spring, I was telling them it was a guarantee that LSU was going to be in the game if they helped us out.
Yeah.
Been in the last four.
Ole Miss fans, the college football playoff is in full swing. The postseason is just around the corner in the NFL. Underdog is the best way to get in on all the action. So get off the bench and into the game. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. Kiwan Lacy set records for the Rebels this season. Will he go higher than 1.5 touchdowns in the Sugar Bowl? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I've played Underdog all season as a beginner. Quarterbacks against the Dallas Cowboys defense have been easy winners. My holiday budget, let's just say, was nice and fat because of Underdog. And with Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. They've got boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, and even some surprises sprinkled in. Now is the best time to get in the game. So download the app today. Sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS. and score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hear that? That's me with a lemonade in a rocker on my front porch. How did I get here? I invested to make my dream home, home. Get where you're going with MDY, the original mid-cap ETF from State Street Investment Management. Getting there starts here.
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit statestreet.com/IM for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully. MDY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Hey everyone, I wanted to jump in and tell you about Tom Holland's new non-alcoholic beer, Biro. Tom created Biro because he wanted a non-alcoholic beer focused on what went in, not what was left out. So he teamed up with brewmaster Grant Wood and created four standout beers, including crisp pills, wheat, and bold IPA styles. Made with the best ingredients and no shortcuts, exactly what you'd expect from your favorite beer. So grab a can and enjoy the rest of the show.
Skipping cold and flu season is plan A. But if you do get sick, be prepared for plan B with Kleenex lotion tissues. Kleenex lotion tissues moisturize skin, helping prevent the added discomfort of red, irritated skin on top of your cold and flu symptoms. So this cold and flu season, grab Kleenex lotion tissues. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more and buy now. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
You know, it, obviously, as you well know, Ole Miss and LSU have quite the history. And that history is only magnified now that that Lane Kiffin has left Ole Miss and he's headed to LSU. So Ole Miss very well aware of LSU and its rich tradition in New Orleans and the Sugar Bowl. Jeff, a lot of games now are playing kickoff classics. And Ole Miss, for example, headed to play Louisville next year in a kickoff classic in Nashville in will be, I think, the final season of Nissan Stadium in Nashville, the Titans play. Is that something that you guys like to do at the All-State Sugar Bowl? Is that something that you've looked at down the road?
We're looking at it. There's some particular political dynamics here that we have to kind of pick our spots a little bit. But we had one a couple of years ago with Florida State and LSU, and we're looking again for the future. And you know, also the financial stakes are so great. Those events work really well in high population cities, and of which New Orleans is not. And so, you know, we have to be pretty confident that we're going to be able to sell out in order to make the payments that are required to get the marquee teams to participate in these games. Cause you know, nobody wants to go in and be upside down a few million dollars. So it's a business proposition, but it's one that we enjoyed hosting the first one we did a couple of years ago, and we're looking to do more in the future.
The Sugar Bowl has had a number of sponsors, not a lot, but a couple of sponsors in your 30 years with the Sugar Bowl. Allstate, I know, has been with you guys for a number of years, and I know you're excited about that partnership.
Absolutely. You know, they couldn't have been a better partner. They've been with us. This is actually the 20th anniversary of our relationship with Allstate this year. And you know, they came on board right after Hurricane Katrina came through. We had been with Nokia for a dozen years, I think, prior to that. And Allstate came on board, wanted to attach themselves to a kind of a fixture in Louisiana and saw us. You know, a little known fact was we were moments away from becoming the State Farm Sugar Bowl. And at the last minute, Allstate swooped in and made an offer that ESPN and ABC couldn't refuse, and they became our partner. And you know, the whole team there at Allstate, they're good in that they really leveraged the partnership to bring even greater visibility and resources to our game. And can't say enough about people like Dan Keats and Elizabeth Brady and Ashley Kelly, who have all been a part of the relationship over the years and who have helped us have real stability. You know, you don't see a lot of bowl games have 20-year partnerships, and we're fortunate to be one of those.
You know, Jeff, you look at the world of college football, and I think you mentioned earlier about the whole world of NIL and the advent of collectives, and you talked about rev share, and it's really, really different. But for years and years and years, we've always had the Allstate Sugar Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, and the Rose Bowl. And the good part about all that, and it feels like the world of college football is embracing the fact those are the main four bowl games, and they're a huge component of what we love in college football. And to me personally, I love the fact that we can at least have some form of tradition left in college football.
Well, appreciate that very much, Brad. And I hope there are a lot more people like you out there than we think there are right now. It's become, you know, the revenue is driving a lot of decisions. We understand that. We're not complaining about it. I would say that, you know, from our seat, you know, the revenue matters more than tradition with the powers that be, you know, in college football today. And that's because they're under tremendous financial pressure to deliver winning teams to their campuses and what have you. And so we're scrapping and fighting and clawing to find a way to be financially competitive, you know, with all these other cities. You know, Las Vegas is out there wanting to be a part of this. Nashville's out there wanting to be a part of this. Cities that have some wherewithal. And so it's going to require, we can no longer just sit on the fact that we've been, you know, a leader and have great tradition in college football for 90 years. That's fine, but if we're not able to pay the freight, you know, I'm sure that they'll find a way to move on from us. So we've started a campaign 2 years ago called Keep New Orleans Sweet, and is aimed at getting the local business community to step up to a greater degree than they have in the past. And we've had some preliminary success, but we've got a long ways to go if we're going to stay financially solvent and competitive, you know, in the years to come.
One more question for Jeff Hundley, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes here today, the CEO of the Allstate Sugar Bowl. Jeff, I'd love for you to give your thoughts about the perfect day for an Ole Miss fan that's either coming into town on New Year's Eve or coming in town for the day of the game. The kickoff is, of course, a late kick. It's a great opportunity, I think, for you guys. It's a great opportunity for the city of New Orleans and for you guys to have that time slot at 7 p.m. on New Year's Day. What's the perfect day for an Ole Miss fan coming to New Orleans, either New Year's Eve or maybe even coming in earlier than that?
I'm going to say it needs to be a perfect 2 days because they need to be in here on New Year's Eve early in the day. You can start with brunch at any one of a million different restaurants. Brennan's is a great one for brunch. Then you go to the Sugar Bowl parade will be held at 2 o'clock on New Year's Eve, and it'll roll along the edge of the French Quarter, and that's a pretty exciting time. It gives fans, you know, I'm sure a lot of the Ole Miss fans with the proximity have seen Mardi Gras parades, but perhaps some have not. And it's a Mardi Gras style parade that goes down Decatur Street, starts at 2 o'clock, has the university marching bands and a lot of great floats and throws. And from there, you can go into buy tickets into the Sugar Bowl Fest, which is a live event at the aquarium along the riverfront. We got live music, games, food and drinks. We've got a Ferris wheel even there, so that'll be a fun time after that. And then New Year's Eve in the evening, there's a free concert at Woldenburg Park. They've got several different music groups that'll be part of that, and followed by the fireworks at midnight, which is always a special event that the Sugar Bowl helps to sponsor that as well. New Orleans and Company, which is the CVB of New Orleans, is the primary sponsor of that, and they do a great job. And there's going to be a special tribute to the 14 victims of the terrorism incident a year ago at this time at the end of the fireworks display. And then you move into the next day, and we've got our tailgate town that starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Champion Square outside the Superdome. Again, games, sponsor activations, plenty of food and drink there. Then into the stadium for the 92nd All-State Sugar Bowl, which is a CFP quarterfinal game this year. We've got Irma Thomas singing the national anthem. She's a New Orleans treasure, great soul singer that has been revered around here for a long time. And I really think it'll be a play out well. And based on what happened in Athens earlier this fall, it was a great football game until the fourth quarter, and I'm sure the Rebels will remember that. And we're expecting just an awesome football game come the night of January 1st.
There's no doubt. Everyone can go to allstatesugarbowl.org for all of the information about all of the pregame activities. And thanks, Jeff, for passing all of that along. Also, the merch is available, too. The merch looks great this year. The media team at the Sugar Bowl does fantastic work. I've got a couple of emails about all of that merch. We'll get all that information out there to you. And all across Canal and different spots, there are going to be All-State Sugar Bowl spots for Ole Miss fans to pick up all types of great gear. Jeff Huntley serves as the CEO of the All-State Sugar Bowl. Kind enough to give us a few minutes today, Jeff. Look forward to seeing you down in New Orleans very soon, and thanks very much for joining us today.
All right, thank you, Brad. Look forward to seeing y'all.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.